You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo today announced October 28th that the New York State Police and local law enforcement agencies will increase patrols to crack down on drunk and impaired driving this weekend, beginning Friday, October 28th through Tuesday, November 1st. Quote, time and time again, we have seen this holiday become the date of avoidable tragedies caused by dangerous, reckless, and unacceptable behavior behind the wheel, end quote, Governor Cuomo said in a press release. Quote, to keep our roadways safe, the state will increase the presence of law enforcement in every community, and I urge all New Yorkers to assist in these efforts by making responsible decisions so that everyone can have a safe and happy Halloween, end quote. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that last year, 52% of all highway fatalities on Halloween night involved a driver or a motorcycle rider with a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or higher. Protesters in Manhattan earlier this week took on the company behind the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline, which would cut through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties near I-87. The environmental protesters were outside at the Finance U.S. Power Conference complaining about Ares Management, the $195 million financiers of Pilgrim Pipelines, twin pipelines that would transport about 400,000 barrels of crude and other oil products per day if approved. Quote, our communities face all the risk, and Pilgrim Pipelines and the oil industry gets all the profits. We urge Ares, a major funder of the Pilgrim Pipeline LLC, to withdraw all financial support from Pilgrim, end quote, said Sue Rosenberg of Coalition Against Pilgrim Pipelines New York. Quote, the pipelines would cross under the Hudson River twice, cross 250 waterways and wetlands, posing great risk to the water, air, communities, and the climate. Rather than a dangerous pipeline, investments in renewable and sustainable energy will guarantee a future for our grandchildren, good and lasting jobs, and will protect our communities, end quote. Daniel Zuckerman reports in the Daily Mail that a, quote, resistance fighter who wanted to start a Greene County-based militia and blow up the FEMA office in Albany was arrested Wednesday on a felony weapon charge. Robert Twiss of Earlton was arrested at 2 p.m. October 27th at his employer, the Home Depot, on Route 23B in Leeds, and charged only with third-degree criminal possession of a weapon, a Plainfield M1 rifle, a Class D felony. In 2015, a confidential informant allegedly told the FBI that Twiss was planning to form a Greene County-based militia. Twiss was held after an Albany federal court appearance before Magistrate Judge Christian F. Hummel and faces charges up to a $250,000 fine and a 3 years supervised release. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman breaks down the 46th state Senate district election between incumbent state Senator George Amador and Democratic challenger Sarah Nicoli. Amador, a Rotterdam-based Republican, is also on the Independence, Conservative, Reform, and Green Party lines on the November 8th ballot, while Nicoli from Fort Plain will be on the Democratic, Working Families, and Women's Equality Party lines. The district includes all of Montgomery and Greene counties, parts of Schenectady and Albany counties, and the Ulster County city of Kingston and towns of Saugerties, Woodstock, Hurley, Kingston, Ulster, Marbletown, Esopus, and Lloyd. Amador is employed by his family's home building company, Amador Group, and was a state assembly person from 2008 through 2012 and lost a bid for his current state Senate seat in 2012 before winning it back in 2014. Nicoli is on a second term as Palatine Town Supervisor, runs a family farm, and is on leave as director of the New York State Labor Religion Coalition. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.